Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where are we going here? Where are we going with this one? Well, Arkansas just lost 27-24 to a very beatable LSU team. The streak extends to 5 games. And first of all, kudos to Sam Pittman for showing a lot of class in the post-game press conference, not criticizing the referees heavily. Am I about to show a lack of class? Maybe. Before I get to why Mark Curls is a terrible referee and should never call another Arkansas game again, which is something we've been saying since like 2009, like why do I know only his name? Out of every referee in the SEC, why do I only know Mark Curls? Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Arkansas was 0 of 10 on third downs. So we can talk about the officiating stuff here in a minute, but 0 of 10 on third downs. You can't expect to win a game like that, especially when your opponent's 12 of 23. And it's especially disappointing for Arkansas, I know, because that was a big emphasis this week after the Florida game. Getting off the field on third downs on defense, staying on the field on third downs on offense. They only had the one fourth down conversion, which was a big one that they had to have, but they only had the one. Arkansas also went 1 of 4 on replays. And really, you know, that last one was LSU's decision to challenge the almost touchdown in the end zone, which he didn't complete the catch. But, like, so the fumble earlier in the game, it's a fumble. It's recovered by Joe Fouché. He gets up with the ball in his hands. And they go back on replay, and it's a fumble, but there's not a clear recovery? I couldn't believe it. I do believe it happened because I know who was out there officiating. The Catalan hit late in the game. So you lose Catalan for the first half of the Missouri game. He was trying not to hit the guy. He was bracing. He never made contact with his helmet. I don't know that he made contact with his shoulder pads in his helmet. But I could not believe that upheld. I mean, I can. Again, I can believe it. After what you've been through watching Arkansas games, you absolutely can believe that just happened. Terrible, terrible job. The referees deserve to get a boot off the field. Mark Curls should never call a game. I said I was going to wait and talk about that at the end, but he should never call another Arkansas game. He does a terrible job consistently. Like, does other teams in the SEC, do they feel like Mark Curls just completely robs them game after game? Again, though, putting all that stuff aside, there was a time in the game when I felt like Arkansas was down by about 17 and they were up by 1. I mean, there's just, you can't go 0 of 10 and run the, and the reason is because you ran the ball the way you did. I mean, I think Traylon Smith was 11 carries for 28 yards, and then T.J. Hammonds comes in and has 1 carry for 29 yards. Felipe Franks, what was he, 17 carries or something like that? I mean, a lot of carries. 43 yards is what I think he ended up with. He was also solid throwing the ball, but they waited too long to start going deep. I mean, it was like 3:44 left in the second quarter, right before halftime, before they finally went deep. They had a 50-yarder to Mike Woods. So it was like feast or famine. I mean, there were plenty of big plays. I think Mike Woods had 2 50-yarders, 4 catches for like 140 yards. Traylon had only 6 touches, though, which isn't enough touches for Traylon Burks. I also thought he was interfered with on a slant pattern early in the game. This game was very, very winnable. And we got to talk about the defensive line. You know, if there's a position group where Arkansas can afford to take some hits, probably defensive line. They, you know, especially at defensive end. But can they lose their top 4 defensive ends? There was no pass rush. And, I mean, Finley just had all day to throw. I mean, that was a huge, huge, huge part of this game was, you know, he's just standing back there. You never had a chance to hit him. And Arkansas went three down linemen the entire game. They never went to a four down lineman. Sometimes they just had defensive tackles at defensive end. That's how the situation was. So that's a difficult deal when you have so many defensive linemen out. And it wasn't just the ends. You also had your starter, Isaiah Nichols, maybe your top backup, maybe a guy. Appreciate it. Thank you. Maybe a guy that's a starter and Xavier Kelly was out. I mean, really, like, six of your top seven defensive linemen are out of the game. So that's tough, especially against a team like LSU who's, you know, as Pittman was saying, you know, just got one 320, 340-pounder after another one on the offensive line and had a lot of time to get healed up.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has three episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
There was a lot going against Arkansas heading into this one, just, you know, with the COVID stuff, with LSU having, you know, basically what amounts to 3 weeks off, really just missing 2 weeks, really, because they had the bye and they missed the Alabama game. So they had a lot of time to heal up, a lot of time to fix some things, a lot of time to work with their young quarterback, Finley, again, who looked like $1 million because he had all day long to throw. Arkansas just could not get any pressure on him, and that's certainly understandable considering how much they've lost. Pittman's never going to say this, but Arkansas, they've got to, you know, continue to get bigger. They've got to recruit more. It can't be situations where you lose a guy like Jalen Catalon, and it's just devastating, you know, because like a team like LSU, that's something that they have the luxury of doing. They can go and get another guy who's really, really talented, who's got a good chance of making some plays for you. Time of possession, it felt like Arkansas never had the ball. 41-43 to 18-17. Arkansas had the ball for 18 minutes and 17 seconds. That's just not enough. And again, it comes down to not being able to run the ball effectively. A lot of that's on the Arkansas offensive line. And of course, you know, they were without two offensive linemen again. They didn't have Bo Lemmer. They didn't have Noah Gatlin. They're two starters on the right side. And that's difficult too. I mean, when you talk about like what separates Arkansas from a lot of these upper tier SEC teams, and again, this LSU team is a beatable LSU team this year, but what separates Arkansas is a lot of the size up front and the depth, of course, and especially depth on defense, because skill guys, I mean, they're pretty good there. They're pretty good in the secondary, pretty good at linebacker. Don't have a lot of depth at linebacker, but they got a couple of good ones. But it's just the size. You don't have like a great pass rusher. You know, they had Matteo Soli, who I'm not even sure if he has a right hand. I mean, the last 2 years he's played with a club on his hand. That's all. I mean, poor guy. I don't even understand like how he's as effective as he is with that. So, they got to continue to recruit bigger players up front and get more depth. That's going to be what's going to take Arkansas to the next level. But, you know, I hear, you know, and it's deserved, I think, you know, with Kendall Briles, some of the play calls there, you know, why didn't they start going deep earlier? Like I said, it was feast or famine as far as picking up yardage. They couldn't run the ball. I mean, they'd be out in 30 seconds, three and out, boom, boom, boom. I mean, like the first four drives, I think they only picked up one first down, but they were, again, 0 of 10. So I would have liked to have seen them take more shots early, maybe loosen that defense up a little bit. Maybe they could get the running game going that way. Grant Morgan had 19 tackles. I mean, you can't even believe – Morgan went over 100 tackles for the season. They're eight games in. I mean, there was a good chance that nobody was going to get 100 tackles on the team with a limited schedule like they have. And you might have three guys go over 100 tackles this season. Catalon had 16 before he was ejected. I don't know, is there a way to like go to the SEC office, like, can you take a look at this? The thing that sucks about it is like it goes to review. They go in and review. I was looking at it, I was like, there's no way that they're gonna uphold this, and of course they did. And the fumble, I don't understand that either, but penalties weren't a huge issue in the game aside from that. I mean, that's going to impact him the next week. Jalen Catalon's probably their best defender. I think he is. Get you a look at the, where is it right there? The fountain. Side of the stadium. Arkansas is chipping away at it. And I don't expect, you know, everybody to be perfect the whole time, but let's talk about the special teams now. I know it took me like 10 minutes to get into special teams, but they cost them every single game. I don't know if there's been a game where it's just been like, oh, special teams are pretty good. So, first of all, in the second half of the third quarter, they can't get the punt return team out there. If they can't decide if they want, I guess, set punt safe or return safe or you know, punt block or what out there, and they have to call a timeout. A timeout they probably could have used there at the end of the game when they needed to stop LSU and get the ball back. And then, of course, you know, on the key moment of the game where you have a field goal to try to tie the game, send it in overtime. I don't know. I can't even remember how much time was left. Not a whole lot of time. So LSU might have gone down there. But still, it didn't matter because you get a 44-yard attempt that's very makeable, and you get it blocked. You get it blocked. That's the play of the game right there. Another special teams gaffe, time after time. And I can understand, you know, with COVID and, you know, you're mixing guys in and out of there, but it's just, it's every single game. There is something bad happens with special teams. They've got to get it figured out. There's no other explanation other than they've just got to get it figured out. I don't want to come down too hard on Scott Fountain, because, again, I do understand you've had to work a lot of guys in there. But, again, it's every single week. Every single week. What else is there to say? Mark Carls, you're a terrible referee. You've been a terrible referee since I've known you since 2009, since you basically stole the Arkansas game in Florida. I mean, those were two terrible results out of the reviews. I mean, there's no way that Jalen Catalon should have been kicked out of that game. I don't know what the announcers say. Like, I'll go home and watch the game and stuff here in a little bit. I don't know what, like, people were saying on TV. But in the press box, everybody was stunned. Everybody was stunned with the fumble, too. I mean, that's a fumble in LSU territory. Now, Arkansas ended up getting the ball back, but it was, like, a difference of, like, 50 yards. Big game at LSU, or excuse me, at LSU. Big game at Missouri next week. Mark Curls, man. I mean, I don't understand how you like as Pittman, I understand you get fined when you complain about the rest, but again, I don't understand how you can keep your trap shut on that one. I know I would be fine. Kudos. A lot of class, Sam, but I still feel like things headed in the right direction. This was a very winnable game. This is probably the first game I would say Arkansas had a real chance at winning that they didn't win, along with Auburn, asterisk. All right, everybody. A little bit different parking area for me today. They moved us because of the rain. 27-24, Arkansas falls. What does that make them, 3-5? A lot better than anybody thought they would be. Very easily could have 5 wins right now. Very easily could be the other way around on that schedule. Well, we're going to wrap it up. Not much else to say. Arkansas hurt themselves plenty of times, couldn't get anything going on third down, and it was the opposite way for LSU. And then, of course, you know, you get hosed on a couple of calls that really, really hurt them. Would have liked to have seen more shots early. Maybe T.J. Hammond starts getting some more action. One carry for 29 yards. Had a long catch. Well, how long did that catch go? 40? Something like that. So maybe we'll see more of T.J. Anyway, got to get healthy. Got to get Rakeem Boyd back. Got to get a couple of those offensive linemen back. Continue to recruit. Get those D linemen back for Missouri. You got a good shot at winning that one. All right, everybody. It's been Trey Biddy with HogSports.com. We'll catch you next time.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.